Hi, I'm Andrew Kane, politics editor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. With me today is Justin Mattingly, politics and education reporter, Cardinal fan. And we're here to talk about the ramp-up of campaigning ahead of Virginia's March 3 Super Tuesday primary. Justin, I thought maybe we should start by telling folks what's at stake as far as the delegate count on Super Tuesday, and then we can get into a discussion about the politics for some of the individual candidates. So how many delegates do we have at stake?
Virginia has 124 delegates. 99 of those are electable delegates, and then 25 of those are people like Governor Ralph Northam, Terry McAuliffe, and members of the Democratic Party who get to choose who they support.
Okay. And what portion of the number of delegates that is needed for the nomination will be at stake in Virginia?
Well, in total, you need 1,991 delegates to win. In Virginia, only having 124, you know, in essence, it's kind of a small factor of who ends up becoming the Democratic nominee for president. But Virginia is one of 14 states that's going to be taken to the polls on Super Tuesday. And so in Virginia, the demographics of the state very much look like the demographics of the U.S. And so Virginia can help predict what's going to look like across the U.S.
And it's going to be interesting to see how some of the candidates who have done well in the early going fare when we get to some of these more ethnically diverse states. As we know, Iowa and New Hampshire are predominantly white states, and we've got a couple of other tests coming up before we get to Super Tuesday. Yeah. We've got Nevada and South Carolina. And so let's talk a little bit about the folks who are starting to do some campaigning in Virginia. Let's talk a little bit first about Mike Bloomberg. He's really sort of planting a flag here, isn't he?
Yeah, Mike Bloomberg, he is really relying on Super Tuesday and a strong performance on Super Tuesday in states like Virginia, while other candidates have been focused on Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina. Bloomberg is really focused on these Super Tuesday states. He's got upwards of 80 staffers here in Virginia now. He's got 7 campaign offices.
He's going to be in Richmond on Saturday. Tell us about those events.
Yeah, so the Democratic Party of Virginia holds its annual Blue Commonwealth Gala, which is the party's largest fundraiser of the year, and Mike Bloomberg is going to be the keynote speaker at the event. He's got a campaign rally at Hardywood Brewery earlier in the day, and then he'll go to the gala and speak. He'll be accompanied by Joe Biden's sister, who will also be speaking at the gala on Saturday night. And so that'll kind of give a barometer of how Virginians are feeling about Mike Bloomberg in Virginia.
One of the interesting things about this campaign in Virginia in particular is that you've got several candidates sort of vying for what might be called the centrist mantle among the Democrats, at least as how they see it. So let's talk about some of the other contenders here and what they're doing in Virginia so far. Former Vice President Joe Biden has had a couple of stumbles in Iowa and New Hampshire. What is he doing in Virginia at this point?
So he hasn't been here as much and as present as Mike Bloomberg has been specifically, but he's got some very important surrogates here in Virginia. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney has endorsed Joe Biden. Congressman Donald McEachin has also endorsed the vice president. And so it'll be interesting to see how he does in Nevada and South Carolina before he gets to Virginia. But he does still have some prominent endorsements here.
Yeah, he's also got Congresswoman Elaine Luria, who is a military veteran and who represents down in Hampton Roads, another strong military community. So that's another thing he can hang his hat on. But Vice President Biden, former Vice President Biden, is sort of trying to jumpstart with South Carolina and Nevada, more diverse communities. And we'll see if that gets him a boost ahead of Super Tuesday here. Let's talk a little bit about Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend. He was here along with Amy Klobuchar back last summer at another Democratic fundraiser. What's it look like for him now in Virginia?
So he's starting to ramp up his staffing efforts here in Virginia, just like a lot of the other campaigns. And he's actually going to be in Virginia come February 23rd. He's got a town hall planned in Northern Virginia. And so he's making his way back into the state. He hasn't been here since this summer, but he's coming back as we get closer and closer to Super Tuesday.
They haven't released the venue for that event, but it shares a zip code with George Mason University, which is a frequent stop for Democratic hopefuls in Virginia. Let's talk about Amy Klobuchar. We haven't seen much of her since her appearance here last summer.
No, she's coming off a really strong performance in New Hampshire, and she, just like everyone else, is ramping up her staffing levels as we get closer. And so it'll be interesting to see how she's able to carry on from that momentum that her the clomentum, I think is what people on Twitter are starting to call it. See how that plays here in Virginia.
Yeah, one of the interesting aspects of this, one of the challenges for someone like Senator Klobuchar is that you've got two things at work here. One is the passion that somebody like a Bernie Sanders mm-hmm. is hoping to generate and benefit from, but you also need a lot of money in order to campaign in 14 states at the same time. That's why some of these candidates, like Senator Klobuchar, have to pick and choose. And so it's going to be interesting to see who comes here and who bypasses the state. Let's see, who else? Elizabeth Warren was in Virginia on Thursday.
Yeah, and her campaign had some pretty disappointing performances in Iowa and New Hampshire, but she was in Virginia on Thursday. Her campaign director said in a memo earlier this week that they feel like they can still perform strongly in Super Tuesday states, and that includes Virginia. And so, like we said, Iowa and New Hampshire are a very small number of delegates and what you need to win the nomination. And so if they have a strong performance on Super Tuesday, they can get right back into the race. And so we'll see how that pans out. But she's still making a run here in Virginia.
One of the interesting things that we're going to see on March 3 is how Bernie Sanders does. In a binary contest 4 years ago with Hillary Clinton, he didn't do so well.
No.
But he got defeated by about 60-something to 30-something. But this is a completely different campaign in that you've got several folks vying for sort of the moderate mantle.
Yeah.
And he might be able to fare well in a plurality. What's Senator Sanders doing in Virginia?
So it's taken us a few minutes, but Senator Sanders is right now, I guess, you have to consider the front runner in the race. He, won the popular vote in Iowa, and then he won New Hampshire outright. And so, like you said, he didn't exactly perform well here in 2016, but his campaign is hoping that he's able to perform much better here in 2020. A lot of that will rely on things like we've seen in Iowa, things like we've seen in New Hampshire, this really strong volunteer-led grassroots campaign. So they've already got about 60 or so people who are committed to holding at least one Sanders event every single week. So they've already held over 1,000 events so far this year. And we're seeing that the Sanders campaign is trying to make a play on college campuses. And we all know Virginia has many college campuses, the University of Virginia, William & Mary. All of those universities have these coalitions of students who are in it for Bernie.
Sure. And if these perceived moderates split the vote, there could mm-hmm. be a possibility for Sanders there, because as you say, we've got college towns, sizable college towns, everywhere from Harrisonburg to Montgomery County with Virginia Tech and Christopher Newport. And so that'll be an interesting thing to watch on Super Tuesday. Tom Steyer is also making a push here. Like Bloomberg, he's been involved in Virginia politics for several years. Yep. He's been bankrolling legislative campaigns, much as Bloomberg has done, to try to boost candidates who back what he sees as clean energy efforts. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Steyer's efforts so far in Virginia.
We haven't gotten a ton of details on what Steyer is doing here in Virginia. We did hear from a spokesman that he's committed to Virginia and plans on coming here before Super Tuesday, and so we'll likely see him come before March 3rd, but we don't exactly have the same specifics as it relates to his staffing levels, campaign offices. Yeah, there's a lot of money being spent here in Virginia and elsewhere, of course, but right now the field is pretty wide open, and so it'll be interesting to see what transpires in the next couple weeks or so.